A recent stormwater sampling effort in Eureka revealed a troubling trend in area parking lots. Even in period of relatively light rain, high concentrations of salmon-killing toxin compounds are being flushed directly into local creeks in Humboldt Bay. Humboldt Waterkeeper's GIS and policy analyst Sylvia Van Royen had this to say.
So 6-PPDQ is a toxic transformation product of a anti-wear chemical that's added to tires, 6-PPD. So when our tires create friction against the road, they generate little tiny tire wear particles, and then rain comes along and washes those tire wear particles into our stormwater drains and then drains out into our local waterways. When 6-PPD and those tire wear particles is exposed to ozone in the air, it transforms into 6-PPDQ, which recently was identified as being very toxic to salmon, especially coho salmon.
Some of these samples were collected at the Eureka Costco and Target parking lots, as well as Cal Poly Humboldt. Caltrans and the Department of Toxic Substances Control gave an in-depth presentation to the State Water Resources Control Board in December of 2024 about the dangers of 6-PPDQ to humans and wildlife. Caltrans pointed to bioswales as a proven treatment option for reducing toxic runoff. Van Royen explains more of how these bioswales work.
Okay, so a bioswale is essentially a vegetated stormwater drain. The vegetation and soil captures pollutants as the stormwater drains through it. So then cleaner stormwater ends up running off into our streams.
Runoff from impermeable surfaces like parking lots is a major contributor to water pollution. California Coastkeeper Alliance, of which Humboldt Waterkeeper is a member, is sponsoring AB 1313 to help address this concern by requiring the State Water Resource Control Board to create a statewide commercial, industrial, and institutional stormwater permit. This is how Humboldt Waterkeeper is moving forward with his plans.
So right now the Department of Toxic Substances Control is working with tire manufacturers to identify alternatives to 6-PPD. They're looking into more chemicals like 7-PPD, which, you know, could be just as toxic. We don't know yet. Right now what we think the best mode of action is to just put in bioswales and treat stormwater runoff now, because it's the most immediate way we can start reducing that pollutant running off into streams. Mm-hmm.
The Humboldt Bay area is relatively rural, and its tributaries provide important habitat for juvenile coho salmon. Removing toxins like 6-PPDQ from area streams would improve water quality for area residents, as well as for struggling salmonoids. These recent water samples point to the need for more study, as Caltrans's current assumptions likely underestimate the impact of this chemical on streams even in relatively rural areas.